promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and, well, just a couple of things before we get to our special guest this morning. And one of them is, I am so concerned about the very real possibility of a war with Iran. I mean, everything is in place. We have two carrier groups there. The fear is, among our military, that when it's time, sometime in the spring, for those two carrier groups to be replaced with two other carrier groups, why, we're going to bring in two more carrier groups and we're going to leave the Stennis and the Eisenhower there. We'll have four carrier groups in the Gulf of Iran, all wonderful targets for the Iranian patrol boats, which war games have shown will be able to sink one, two, three, four of our carriers. This would plunge us into a war, it would demoralize our people. We're already financially bankrupt. We can't afford this war. And could it possibly be that one of the purposes of this war is to destroy America economically? We have people in the highest positions of government who are globalists, who do not believe in the sovereignty of our nation, who have a different agenda because they worship a different God. And until you look at the spiritual implications of what's going on, until you look at the spiritual implications of the movement that is certainly spreading rapidly across America called The Secret. And I want you to go to the Internet and pull down The Secret, Google it in, understand it. Don't bother to waste your money on the DVD. I've seen it. And they will tell you that there is an ancient secret that has been passed down through the ages. And all of the key people, whether it be Plato or Aristotle or certainly Sir Isaac Newton or Leonardo da Vinci or the great thinkers of the past, have known this secret. And they're absolutely true. There is a secret out there. There's a secret source of power that you can tap into that will give you great wealth and power and lead you right to hell. Because this is the spiritual dimension, the demonic dimension. And that's exactly what they're pushing. And at this time in history, this is spreading rapidly across America, thanks to the miracle of television and Oprah Winfrey, which within the last 2 weeks has featured this truly demonic DVD on at least two occasions. And it's very convincing. All you have to do is open your mind. And, of course, you'll get whatever you want. But, of course, you're going to get things you don't want. Understand, beware, understand that there is our nation is rapidly being taken over by the ancient pagan forces and by the ancient pagan gods. So with that as a background, let's get to what's going on today. And we hear so much today about, oh, my goodness, the education tests show us that our kids just aren't doing well at all. They can't perform the normal functions of mathematics and reading when they graduate from high school. We're going to have to spend more money on education. And did you ever stop to think maybe it isn't the educational process that's primarily responsible? Have you ever stopped to think that maybe there is an active program to destroy the ability of our children to think, to destroy their minds? Have you ever stopped and wondered why so many children are autistic, and the government says, oh, shucks, we can't figure out why it's happening. And, you know, 1 in 150 children now are autistic, and then with a spectrum of other diseases, autism, ADD, ADHD, Asperger's disease, learning disability, about 1 in 6 American children has overt signs of neurodevelopmental abnormality, but they've probably all been poisoned to one or another degree. And with us this morning is Dr. David Kennedy, who's been talking to us recently about mercury, about the toxic effects of fluoride, and because the fluoridating our water. 67% of our cities have fluoridated water, and they use hydrofluorosilicic acid, knowing full well that it increases the lead level in the blood. Now, why does it increase the lead level in the blood? We don't know, but we know that it does. Amazingly large studies, 450,000 children, they've done the blood tests on, and they know exactly what they're doing. You add hydrofluorosilicic acid to our drinking water, as they do in 92% of the cases, and it increases the blood level of lead. And there's no safe level of lead. And they're giving it to our children, and they're destroying their minds. But they're also, of course, using mercury. So with that as a background, David, I mean, can mercury influence intelligence as well as behavior?
Absolutely, and they did a phony study recently, and it was sign your child up for this. They had more than 500 children in the U.S. and 500 in Portugal, and they divided them in half, and half of them they stuffed mercury in their teeth, and the other half they did a more reasonable bonding. And then they watched their kidneys fall apart. Is it in the first 2 years, the amount of mercury coming out of the Portuguese kids went way up, and then they continued to pack more mercury in the teeth, but the amount of mercury coming out went down, down, down. By the end of the seven-year period, there was no statistically significant difference in the amount of mercury coming out of the kids with mercury fillings and the kids without mercury fillings. And what does that tell you? Well, you know, we know that the filling was exposing that child, but what that graph shows with the kidney first excreting some mercury and then failing to excrete any mercury, that child was being poisoned. And that they said, see, there's no problem. So, you know, and that was published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, and there are ethical complaints that have been filed against all seven of the institutional review boards that were involved, because since the Nuremberg trials, there have been an ethical requirement that if you're going to do something to a human being, you have to tell them. And in addition, you can't do this to what are called disenfranchised people, prisoners, orphans, and then for economic bribery. And this did all of that. You know, no prisons, but the children were orphans.
A lot of them were orphans, weren't they?
They were orphans. Well, orphans and poor children in the clinics of Boston and so forth. So, you know, those people don't have the economic wherewithal to say, no, I don't think I want you to poison my child. And that in the informed consent, the one in Portugal, the only place that mercury was even mentioned was in, and we're going to run some tests on these little children, and we'll look for this and that, one thing and another, and mercury. So, you know, it's like, how would they know you were going to pack mercury in their teeth?
That was what it was all about. Yeah. How we're poisoning our children. We'll be right back here in just a moment.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Well, Dr. Stan here. First, I guess, is morning, Dr. David Kennedy. We're talking about this experiment that was run on children, where they didn't bother to tell them about they were experimenting on them. They were giving them, putting mercury in their teeth. Now, you must understand that the mercury is constantly venting from those mercury fillings. And if we have a number of various things we've gotten from Dr. Kennedy and some from others. We have a DVD entitled Without Informed Consent, and it shows you the smoking tooth. In other words, what happens when you take a tooth in that's been filled with mercury for 35 years and you put it up in front of a mercury screen? You can see the mercury vapors coming off of this, and especially if it's heated, maybe as you would when you drink a cup of hot coffee or you chew, and that causes the mercury to come out. We have one DVD that David Kennedy has put out called The Smoking Tooth. Another one is called Thimerosal. Goes into the fact that they're poisoning our children with mercury in the vaccines, and they're lying when they say they took it out of childhood vaccines. No, they took it out of childhood disease of vaccines. They didn't take it out of childhood vaccines. They're giving it to women when they're pregnant, first trimester, influenza shots loaded with thimerosal, because that's when they can do the most harm. And then they give it to six-month-old children. Oh, we've got to give your child an influenza shot, knowing full well it won't do a bit of good to stop influenza. But they need that mercury, so we're going to give it to them. And by the time they're 2 years of age, they've had three loads of mercury. Why would they do that when they know how toxic it is? And we have the CDC records of the special meeting that was held in Georgia where they discussed how toxic it was and how they weren't going to give it to their kids, but they're going to give it to yours. So, I mean, Dr. David, certainly the fact that you don't get any mercury coming out of the kidneys, aren't there people that just can't get it out of their system? Isn't that where the real problem is?
They're the sickest. You know, if you have a good immune system and it's just dumping the stuff, that's fine. But, think about it. A fetus, the baby in the womb, has no way to get rid of anything. That's why when the mother drinks alcohol or smokes cigarettes or gets her fillings drilled on or gets a shot of Rogam or a flu shot, any mercury that gets in that fetus stays there until it's born. And then that's exactly the problem. You mentioned all the sources of mercury, but understand that in 2 years ago they made 60 million flu vaccines with mercury. Last year they made 260 million flu shots with mercury. So we're going to get the mercury out of this. Well, we got to find some other way to squirt it into them. Let's start a big campaign to squirt the flu vaccine in them. It's obscene. If you just look at what they're doing. And did they know this? I mean, that Congress made them take they said they promised to take the mercury out of the vaccines back in 98, I think it was. And then they had another congressional hearing in 2003, and it wasn't out of any of them. And they said, time's up. And they made them do it. And so, I said, back the car out. And 5 years later, you hadn't started the motor. I would think you're not listening. In the children's mercury poisoning study in Portugal, and I criticized the author of this back in 1998, and I said the reason you're doing this in Portugal is to avoid our IRBs, and that's exactly what happened. But he went ahead and did one in the United States, and the IRBs approved it. So the institutional review boards are supposed to be protecting the people for experimental subjects. Not one person was told that the predominant source of human exposure to mercury is from their fillings. And that's been established. World Health Organization acknowledges that. The dentists keep come up and claim that that's not so, but there's a document called World Health Organization Criteria Document 118, and that the way the World Health Organization speaks to the world is they put out criteria document. The predominant source of human exposure to mercury is your fillings. And why do they say that? Because when you do autopsies on people, the amount of mercury in their brain or kidney is proportional to the number of teeth that they have filled with mercury fillings. Now, so people understand, when I'm talking about mercury fillings, I'm talking about what the dentist euphemistically calls silver. That is a deception, that there's only 30-35% silver in there and there's 50% mercury. So if I had bread that was 100% or 90% wheat, and I wanted to, and then 10% oats, and I wanted to call it oat bread, you would think I was lying. Well, we have consumer laws in this country that says you have to call the product by the principal ingredient. So you can't call that oat toasties if it's only got 8 or 10% or 20% or 30%. If 50% of it's oats, you can call it oat toasties. But 50% of these fillings are mercury, so you can call them mercury fillings. It's obscene. And then, you know, they published this in the Journal of the American Medical Association. But nowhere in here do they mention the fact that this, during the period that they were doing the experiment in the Casa Pia in Portugal, the head of the orphanage was arrested for running a pedophilia ring. He rented the children to all the pedophiles in Lisbon. I mean, you know, that might cause some neurological impairment, too. And that, you know, that they didn't ever address any of the damage to these children by this behavior that went on for, I think they said it was 30 years. I haven't looked at the article for a while. But it was an ongoing rental program for the children's bodies to all of the perverts in Lisbon. So that will cause neurological impairment. So when you go in and you put a filling in this child and then you do a little test, well, you know, they didn't care whether the kid had a mercury filling or not. They just they rented them out to the people, the pedophiles. So anyway, it was an obscene study. I think it should bring great shame to the dentist that did this. And then what kind of mind conceives of why don't they just make a little dose of mercury and put it in their food at the orphanage? You could just feed them that way, and then you could wouldn't even have to do all that darn drilling. And we could put it in our food. Maybe they are.
Well, David, now one of the things you brought out in the past is when they autopsy the brains of people with Alzheimer's disease, they have much more mercury in them than the non-Alzheimer's disease. What was that finding?
Well, and the Marks Berry Neiman were the first people to do that. That was 1986. And that what they did, you know, back in 20 years ago, they were like, oh, what's causing Alzheimer's disease? And, Grandpa has been, you know, kind of goofy for a long time. But this was a new disorder. This was one that seemed to strike younger people. I met a woman who's in her early 50s and that, you know, she's severely demented. Her husband leads her around like a child, and she's a genetic genotype called APO44, and that genotype lacks the ability to excrete mercury from the brain, and that, you know, put a few mercury fillings in them, and they're going to accumulate mercury in the brain for the rest of their life. They can't get it out. And the Marks Berry Neiman did autopsies, brain analysis, and they did neutron activation analysis, as I recall, and that's where you take a tissue and you bombard it with radiation, and you can measure very precisely, down to the picograms, the amount of metals in there. And what they found was that all the metals were just exactly the same in the Alzheimer brain as they were in the healthy brain, except two. Selenium was low, mercury was four times higher. And you say, well, you know, four times higher, that doesn't prove it. No, it doesn't prove it. But we went on and did experiments in animals, which is appropriate, and that we were able to recreate all of the same diseases, all of the same what's called hallmark histological signs, where you slice tissue up and you look under a microscope. There are some very strange things going on in Alzheimer's brain. There's an amyloid plaque. There's a neurofibrillary tangle. tubulin has depolymerized and turned into a blob on the cell body.
No,
all of that happens.
The tubule is the fatty material that surrounds the nerve, right?
It's the insulation, yes. And mercury makes the insulation fall off the nerves. As in, duh, if the insulation fell off all the wires in your house, your place would burn down. Well, their brains don't work because the nerves don't have any insulation on it, so they turn into a big wad of electrical wiring that goes nowhere. It's really obvious what's causing that, because you know we've got what I call is the trilogy of science there. If you have, we can do it in cell cultures. You can watch the video on the internet at wiaomt.org.
David, what's the website one more time?
And it's I as in Ignacio, A as in Alpha, O as in Oscar, M as in Mike, and T as in Tango. iaomt.org. And that there you can actually watch the video online of the neurons in the snail brain shrivel when 10^-6 mercury is added to the cell culture.
Well, that's a pretty small amount.
It's 100 times less than is in your brain if you've got mercury fillings. So we underdosed the cells, and it still shriveled up. It stopped within a matter of minutes. And in 30 minutes, the thing shriveled up and died. So that's the online. So we've got cell studies showing that mercury causes tubulin to depolymerize and neurofibrillary tangles to form. Then we have autopsies that implicated mercury. I talked about those. And then we had animals, and that they injected the animals with mercury chloride, and it didn't happen. It didn't happen when they fed them mercury, and it didn't happen. And so there was some discussion that said, well, the kind of mercury coming off your fillings is mercury vapor, and that's elemental, and so that would have a better chance to get in the brain. So they redid the experiment, and they had a source of a controlled source of mercury vapor, about as much as comes off a dozen fillings, and then they had the poor little animals had to breathe that for, I think, 8 hours a day, and then kind of like a dentist, and then they autopsied these animals, and sure enough, there were all 7 of the hallmark diagnostic signs of Alzheimer's in those animals, and that was just an 8-week experiment. It wasn't a lifetime of having mercury fillings in your teeth. So there's another disease, idiopathic myocarditis. You know, these athletes whose heart just turns into pudding and then they die. And then when you slice up that heart and look at the amount of mercury in it, it has 22,000 times more mercury in it than a healthy heart. You know, if you find 22,000 bullets in somebody, would you say they were shot? Well, you know, the scientists want to equivocate and say, well, maybe the heart accumulated mercury because it was diseased or something. Well, I don't care why it accumulated mercury, but 22,000 times more mercury in it is going to make it quit. The electrical system fits on it, and you know, basically it develops what's called idiopathic myocarditis. And that's fortunately not a disease that's affecting a lot of athletes, but certainly has affected some of them. You know, in the middle of the great basketball game, one of the great basketballers just keeled over and died. So it's mercury. Do you want it? Just say no. And that's the problem, is you can't get them to listen. There's industry so wrapped up in this thing. You know, it's coming out of the smokestacks of, you know, the coal-fired power plants, and it's useful in making chlorine, and that I'm not happy with chlorine in the water supply. There are other ways to disinfect the water, but they're making chlorine by the gallon, and that one of the ways they do that is they hydrolyze seawater, and in the process they leak mercury back into the ocean. Has that ever caused any harm to anybody? Yeah, the first 1950 was the first time they found a whole village in Japan, Minamata, that were poisoned, and they were poisoned by the chloralkali plant dumping the excess mercury down the drain. And the Manhattan Project dumped, I think it was equivalent of 22 million thermometers in a stream by one of their plants. So, you know, it's an insane process of digging this stuff out of the ground, refining it, turning it into a poison, and then just throwing it out on the ground. But look what happens to your teeth. Is it, you know, say for instance you're going to be buried? Well, you're going to go in a coffin, and then your teeth are going to dissolve, and you're just going to go back into the subsurface water. Oh, I'm going to get cremated. Fine, you get cremated, and it turns into a smoke and goes out in the chimney and spreads that mercury all over the city. So in some countries, they require the teeth to be removed prior to cremation. because there's 750 milligrams of mercury in one tooth, and people don't understand, you know, when you start talking about milligrams, because, you know, they're looking for pounds and ounces, but a milligram is not very much, but a thousand times less micrograms can cause harm.
We'll be back in just a moment with Dr. David Kennedy. Ladies and gentlemen, they're poisoning our children. They're poisoning us, and the fact you're not hearing this reflects the degree of control that exists for what we think.
Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply has something new. We have the finest in gun safes and new and used guns and reloading supplies. Now we have a new state-of-the-art gun range. Yes, for pistols and rifles, a beautiful well-lit 25-yard range with automatic retrieval. With a state-of-the-art ventilation systems, yes, you can try it before you buy it. We have gun rentals and instructors can be arranged. That's the new Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Gun Range. 970-221-5133, 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry. Private instructors welcome.
All veterans, I am speaking with Jamie LaRue of Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866. Jamie, does a veteran need perfect credit?
Because the VA backs these loans, lenders do not require perfect credit. Sometimes just good payments on rent, utilities, and phone bills is all that's needed.
So veterans, learn more about your benefits. Call Jamie at Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional, individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you are looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, call 970-223-7425. That's 970-223-7425. To learn more about Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
If you're looking for a dependable, reasonable, and honest customer service, you're looking for Josiah Electric, LLC. Hi, this is Michael Pohl, owner of Josiah Electric, a licensed and insured commercial and residential electrical service with 9 years' experience serving the Wyoming, Nebraska, and Denver metro area. Contact us Monday through Saturday at 303-489-2170. That's 303-489-2170. Josiah Electric, service you can be sure of.
You can help support our severely wounded and paralyzed veterans by booking your travel through www.tripandtourtravel.com. When you book plane tickets, hotel or car rentals, cruises or event tickets through tripandtourtravel.com, you receive competitive rates and the assurance that you're helping a soldier in need. We support Salute America's Heroes. That's tripandtourtravel.com, 303-526-4444.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Dr. David Kennedy, who's a dentist who's certainly been one of the people who's been leading the fight to educate the American people about the dangers of water fluoridation and, of course, the dangers of mercury, not in our fillings, but certainly in vaccines that we're giving to our children, that we're giving to our elderly, knowing full well that there are no studies that show that influenza shots for the elderly are going to cut down on the incidence of death by, you know, a pneumonia, because most of the people who die don't die of influenza, they die of pneumonia. But they use that pneumonia figure so they can tell you that 36,000 people die every year of influenza and pneumonia. And they mention the pneumonia very, very softly, and yet most of them die of pneumonia. Because they have no good immune system, and the influenza shots do not help. Statistics show that. That's why they said, well, since it's not helping the elderly, then we'll continue giving it to the elderly, and then we'll give it to the very young. Isn't that logical? Well, nothing is logical unless you understand that there is another agenda. Dr. Kennedy, how can people get in touch with your website, get the information that you offer?
It's at IAOMT, and that stands for the International Academy of Oral Medicine and Toxicology. It's just the letter, first letters of the name, IAOMT, and .org is the website. And they have a phone number. I'll look it up right here. And that's the, if you need to find a dentist to take the mercury fillings out carefully, I don't recommend that anybody have their fillings just drilled out. In smoking teeth, you probably noticed that Dr. Perlman mentioned the fact that he had a patient who was an athlete. She was a marathon runner, and she decided that she would have her mercury fillings removed just because she thought it was a good idea. And the dentist drilled them out carelessly, and because of that, she's now permanently disabled and severely impaired.
And I've talked to other people who've been through the same thing.
It happens all the time. It's just that they blame the patient. Oh, you just caught multiple sclerosis, or you just got Lou Gehrig's disease, or you just got Guillain-Barré disease. These are all mercury-related disorders. The phone number, if you wanted to call and find a dentist that would do it carefully, is 863-420-6373, and that's the International Academy of Oral Medicine and Toxicology. And you can find them on the web if you got your friend Google. And there's a whole series of patient protection steps that need to be taken when you go to drill out a mercury filling. Before the break, I started to analyze for you how much mercury's in your teeth, and you have grams of mercury. You got approximately 750 milligrams in each tooth, and average person has something like 12 teeth that are filled. So, you got a ton of mercury in your teeth, and that if you grind that up and have the people inhale it, it'll make them sick. If they happen to be, as we were talking earlier, APO4, those people are going to be permanently damaged. We don't have any way with technology that exists today to get the mercury out of those people's brains, and that's a tragedy. We know what's killing them, but we can't stop it. So, careful removal is the name of the game. It's like bomb disposal. Somebody shows up with a hammer to get rid of the bomb. You say, "Nah, I don't think so. We'll have the guy with the screwdriver get after that, cut those wires." And so when they drill it out, that the thing turns into a huge amount of mercury particles, mercury vapor, the process should be done underwater with lots of cold water on the tooth to keep the mercury down and the dust down. It's like removing asbestos, only this is a whole lot more toxic than asbestos. And then they vacuum up all the particles with a huge vacuum, and then they give you fresh air through your nose so you can breathe through your nose while the fillings are being removed, and that way you don't get a significant dose. And then when was this invented? This is the technique that Snap used back in 1983, and he's doing blood analysis, and that they could get those fillings out every time without causing a spike in the blood level of mercury. Why is that important? Well, the blood level of mercury is how the mercury gets to your kidney. It's how it gets to your brain. It comes in through your nose, into your lung, out through your bloodstream to every organ in your body. If we can keep it out of your blood, we can keep it out of your body. And that's when we looked at that research, we said, hey, he did a great job. What did he do different? And that they protected the airway. And that's very important to do.
All right. Well, I think we have a caller. Is somebody calling?
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning.
Doctors.
Who's this?
I thank you, Dr. Kennedy, for all your work. And I need to have you repeat the number, please, for someone safe to remove mercury fillings, please.
Okay. And get your pants.
Yes.
And 863-420-6373.
One more time.
863-420-6373.
Thank you so much.
Okay, and please help us get the truth out. They're poisoning the American people. They know what they're doing. And, of course, most dentists don't know this. Many people within organized medicine and dentistry don't know it. But there's some people who know exactly what they're doing.
It's like selling toothpaste with sugar in it. It's just unbelievable.
Right. Yeah, they do that, and they used to sell toothpaste with lead in it.
Oh,
remember the toothpaste tubes that you rolled up and they stayed rolled up? with lead.
Oh.
They also put a thing called triclosan, which is now linked to oral cancers. They also put other stuff in there that's called sodium lauryl sulfate, and that you know that that's a detergent, it's like Tide, and that if you use that on a regular basis, you have the people they showed that have a tendency toward herpes or ephthalmitis have something like six-fold increase in the number of outbreaks of these two common problems. Well, what's the soap doing? It's taking the mucus off the inside of your mouth. Well, do you think God was wrong to put mucus in your mouth? No, that's how your skin is protected against bad bacteria or viruses in this case. And that by using a soap in your mouth, that you can take that off. So the solution, baking soda. Grandma was right. You can put a little dab of Greek baking soda, or you can put a little dab of iodine on a toothbrush if you're fighting an oral infection. So they're nice over-the-counter remedies that you can get at your favorite health food store that won't cause that kind of problem. And they also, of course, all put fluoride in there. So it's the and it says on the tube, if the amount used in brushing is swallowed, call the Poison Control Center. Well, you know, there's the same amount of fluoride in a liter of water, so if I drink a liter of water, should I call the Poison Control Center, too?
Crazy. We should have been listening to Grandma a lot more.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. A lot of the things I remember my mother told me were very, very true. Anyway, God bless. Thanks so much for calling.
Thank you very much.
David, do you think that proper doses of iodine, in the diet, because we only eat about maybe a hundredth as much as they do in Japan. If we were to up our diet, do you think that the iodine and the saliva might have any effect on the bacterial content in our mouths, which is responsible for so much of the dental caries? Well, no, but there is a way to use it. The problem with iodine is that, you know, like anything else, you get too much of it, it makes you sick. But understand, your body has to have iodine. And it's the antidote to fluoride. And
right.
What happens when you get too much fluoride is it suppresses the thyroid. The thyroid depends on iodine. So
we'll be back in just a moment here.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Tekele Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you are looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, then call 970-223-7425. Again, 970-223-7425. To learn more about Tekele Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling. Or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Kath every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
You can help support our severely wounded and paralyzed veterans by booking your travel through www.tripandtourtravel.com. When you book plane tickets, hotel or car rentals, cruises or event tickets through tripandtourtravel.com, you receive competitive rates and the assurance that you're helping a soldier in need. We support Salute America's Heroes. That's tripandtourtravel.com. 303-526-4444.
Thank you.
Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is certainly one of my favorite guests, Dr. David Kennedy. And we've got Jim calling in. Hi, Jim. Did you have a question? Jim, are you there? Jim? Well, David, are you there?
I'm here.
All right. I don't know where Jim is. Jim, are you there?
Took a break.
Well, I guess Jim isn't there. So if Jim comes back, maybe we'll get a beep. Out of any circumstances. We're talking about the dangers of mercury in your fillings. There he is. Hi, Jim.
Hey, good morning. I got a question for Dr. Kennedy. How do you get, maybe you cover this because I didn't hear all the program, but how do you get mercury out of the body? Is there anything better than chelation?
Better than?
Well, chelation is the way that you get it out of the body.
Yeah, I'd say that there's basically sort of a three-pronged approach, and this is true of all poisons, so it's not just specific to mercury, but you stop the exposure. And then, if you're being poisoned with something, it's nearly impossible for the body to get well as long as that poisoning continues, even in a lower level than what caused the poisoning. So you got to stop the exposure and optimize the excretion. And so mercury, for your body to get rid of mercury, it needs sulfur and selenium, and it needs all the antioxidant vitamins. So you get on and most of it leaves through your bowel. And so you need to optimize the liver function, liver pathway, for it to get out through your intestines. And so that means that you need to be real regular on what gets out of your body. And you mentioned the third tool that's very effective is chelation. But unfortunately, the chelators we have today are not able to get inside the blood-brain barrier.
Right.
And therein lies the rub. So if all other sources of mercury get out of the body, eventually through osmosis, I suppose, that some mercury will leave the brain. And that's more of a prayer than the scientific statement. But people do seem to get better, even if they are genetically predisposed toward accumulating mercury there. But those are the three steps. Stop exposure, optimize your body's excretion with sulfur and selenium. And selenium's essential. And then antioxidant vitamins, and vitamin C is a very effective agent even for chelation, both oral and IV.
There is a product that is made on the West Coast, I believe, that you spray it under your tongue. It isolates the mercury and allows your body to get rid of it without affecting some of your elimination organs. And it's fairly pricey. It's like $125 for 30 milliliters. But
well, have you seen the scientific studies on it?
No.
Okay. That's the problem, because once we've identified mercury as a problem, all the multi-level marketing people in the world come out, and my product will get it out.
Yeah, all right.
Well, fine, show me the numbers. We're looking for that. We'd love to see that.
How does the mercury affect your heart?
You know, it stops it from beating rhythmically, and then that ends up in the atrial fibrillation or ventricular fibrillation. It interferes with the heart has an electrical system, but it's not made out of nerves. It's made out of muscle. And that mercury tends to accumulate in that electrical system of the heart. A survey of dentists found that they had lots of arrhythmias, and during the survey, some of the people were so out of whack, they rushed them from the ADA meeting to the hospital. So it's very harmful to the heart.
Mm.
And for some reason, there's more in the heart, perhaps because it's pumping blood, and that's where it gets into in the first place. You know, it gets in your lungs. And then it gets into the bloodstream.
So it does affect the electrical properties of...
Yes.
Okay, that's what I was told.
But, see, mercury poisons nerves. And why? Because nerves are high in sulfur. We talked earlier in the program about how tubulin is the insulation that coats all the nerve wires. Well, in order for tubulin to autopolymerize, it has a sulfur bond. And, well, mercury loves sulfur. The Romans knew that. 2,000 years ago, they named sulfur mercaptan. What's that mean? Mercury capture. And so, you know, sulfur captures mercury. Well, in your body processes, all the proteins have sulfur in them. All of the enzymes have sulfur in them. And so do your nerves in large amounts. So the mercury accumulates where there's the largest amount of sulfur, and that's your brain or your nerve system.
Would MSM as a supplement after you get rid of the mercury be good for you?
It'd probably be good for you before. So You know, the and the other things that contain sulfur. You can get sulfur from natural sources, and it's garlic. There's a study from Hawaii years ago where they took garlic and fed it to people and measured the amount of mercury in their hair, and the amount of mercury in their hair went up. Why? Is that sulfur allowed the body, glutathione, to get a hold of the mercury and transport it from a tissue where it was hooked to sulfur to a tissue that's leaving your body. You know, when you get a haircut, you lose that hair. So the hair is a way for your body to get rid of stuff. It also comes out through your skin. It also comes out through your most of it leaves through your bowel, however. And that's it. So that, you know, you need to have plenty of fiber in your diet to keep you right, Ragwood.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Kennedy. Okay. Thanks for calling, Jim. Well, our guest this morning, Dr. David Kennedy, and this is such an important subject. And when next time you hear about how poorly our kids are doing in school, oh, my goodness, we need more money for education. We've got to revamp the program so they can learn to read and do mathematics. Understand that they're poisoning our children with fluoride and with mercury and with aspartame and MSG. They know what they're doing. They don't want smart slaves. They just want slaves. And there really are wicked people out there. And they're doing everything they can to convince you that people like Dr. David Kennedy and I are just quacks who believe in black helicopters. Well, I've had several of my friends who've had the visits in the black helicopters. We even carry a book on them. They're real. They're FEMA-controlled. And they use them to terrorize, intimidate people, and then ridicule anybody who talks about them. Who do we have on the line?
Hey, this is Craig in Fort Collins.
Yeah, go ahead.
Quick question is there a test that somebody could take to see if they do have excess mercury, like testing the hairs or whatever?
No, actually, hair is not an appropriate way to test because the people that are sickest are not getting it out. There is a test that's called a challenge. And that means that you basically give the patient a dose of a chemical that is high in sulfur, and it basically draws a measurable amount of mercury out, and you can get a number saying whether or not you have excess or not.
And they're porphyrin
tests. Thank you very much.
That you can take two at least for the mercury from the vaccine. Hey, we're out of time. Thanks, David. God bless. Thanks much.
Thanks, Dan.
Bye-bye.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsor's fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and we do hope that many of you give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters and helping us as we reach out 5 hours a day on different radio stations and networks, trying to educate the people about, well, what we talk about here. Now, of course, we have a great deal of information on mercury. We have one DVD called Without Informed Consent. That's Without Informed Consent. Then we have one called The Smoking Tooth, which Dr. Kennedy puts out. Another one on thimerosal, where you'll actually see a 20-minute segment of an investigative reporter looking into the background of how they're poisoning our children with the mercury-laden vaccines, and then the discussion by Dr. Mark Geyer and his son, David Geyer. And basically, they've been in the CDC records. They've been in their files. One large group of children went to an HMO. They got mercury-laden vaccines. The other group didn't. The one that got the mercury-laden vaccines, 27 times more autism and other neurodevelopmental abnormalities. They know what they're doing. Why do you think they're working in the CDC? Because that's where they can do the most harm to the American people. I know. I've been there. I went there when we were trying to stop the AIDS epidemic, and because they refused to do what was right. Why? Over 570,000 Americans are dead. Another million, close to a million, are infected. And, of course, throughout the world, probably 30 million are dead, another 50 million infected. These people working at the highest echelons of organized medicine in the World Health Organization, at the Public Health Service, and the CDC, some of them are good people. I've had them come to me, and they said, Stan, we know what you're doing is right. We can't back you publicly. We'd lose our jobs. This is what we're up against. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. We have a 4-tape set on autism, 2 4-tape sets on mercury, a book on mercury. Call us at 1-800-544-8927. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
You're listening to the American Freedom Network, now on the World Wide Web at www.americanewsnet.com.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect